Okay, everybody, hope everybody's feeling good. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Tes Zayin, and we're here at the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are still darshaning out the Megillah. We're up to the point in the story where Achashverosh gets his night's sleep disturbed, and he calls for someone to read his Sefer Zichronos de Re'ei Yamim, the story of his life, basically. And the pasuk says over here, "Vayu nikra'im, right? Melamed she nikra'im et me'aleihem." Right, last line on Tes Vav Amud Beis. Right, the pasuk says says that they were read, implying that they were read on their own, meaning that instead of "Vayu korin" or something. So it says "Vayu nikra'im," implying that we'll see in a second that the guy in charge of I guess writing or reading his story time bedtime story time was not so down. I did not want to recount the story about how Mordechai saved him. Okay, so it was written. The Gemara says, "Kasav mi bayalei." Right, as Rashi says, "Mashma shaya kasav mechadash." Right, the kasuv, as opposed to kasav, implies that it was being written. So the Gemara says, "Malamed sheshamshi or shamshai." Right, okay, whatever it is, mochek v'gazriel kosev. That Shamshi, who is the guy in charge of writing down the stuff for Achashverosh, but he was erasing it. He didn't actually want to actually write or tell over the story about how Mordechai was saving Achashverosh. And Gavriel was rewriting it. And Rabbi Asi says, "Darsh Rav Shila ish kvar Timnasa." Rav Shila from Timnasa darshin numak kasav umaksav shelamata shelushkusin shelishol inu nimchak. If you're telling me, and meaning he darshins out for something very beautiful, if just like something that's written down on this world, right, in the merit of Am Yisrael, right? It was something that's written down in the merit of Mordechai. So something that's written down in the merit of Am Yisrael, right, it cannot be erased because the angel will come and rewrite it if someone tries to erase it. So kol shekein, right? Because of shalamala, lo kol shekein. Certainly something that is written upstairs, right, in the upper spheres, but obviously, it is, our deeds are remembered forever. The pasuk says about Mordechai, lo nasai mo davar, nothing was done for him after he saved Achashverosh's life from Bigson and Serish. Amar Rava, lo mipnei ovin es Mordechai, and not because they love Mordechai did they point this out, right? The pasuk says that Achashverosh asked Narei HaMelech, right, his servants, right, did anybody do anything for Mordechai? And they said no, and that's not because they love Mordechai, lo mipnei shesonin es Haman, because apparently they didn't like Haman, and they knew that it would bother Haman. So they were trying to, apparently, right, Haman was not beloved by everybody necessarily. So they tried to get Haman in trouble because they knew it would bother him. So Heichin Lo, again, meaning that's Haman, the pasuk says, had come to tell Achashverosh about the eights that he had prepared for Mordechai, and Tana Lo Heichin, meaning he really prepared it for himself. The pasuk says that do this for Mordechai. Amalei Manu Mordechai, meaning Achashverosh told Haman to do everything that he had just said, and take care of, do for Mordechai. So Haman, realizing that he was in trouble, he said, "What do you mean? Which Mordechai? I don't know what you're talking about." Samarlei, he said, "Hayehudi." He said, "The Jew." Samarlei, "Well, Tuva Mordechai could be Yehudai." Well, that's a common name. So there are many Mordechais. So Amarlei, Hayoshev Bishara Melech, the one that's sitting right in the gates of the king. So Amarlei, so Haman said, "Well, Sagile Bechad Diskarta, Inami Bechad Nara." Okay, so just give him, forget what I just said, just give him one a place where you can collect taxes, either a town or a river or like a bridge. So Amalei Hanami Havle. So Achashverosh said that's a great idea. Give him that also. And Al Tepal Davar Mikol Asher Dibarta. Right? Don't leave out anything which you suggested that we should do for him. Vaikach Haman Halavush as Vyasasus. Obviously Haman took the horse and the clothing. Ozo Ashchei Diyasvi Rabban Kamei Umechavilei Hilchos Kamitza LaRabbanan. So he found Mordechai by sitting with a bunch of Talmidim, right? And he was showing them Kamitza. Right? He's showing them the way. Again, Kamitza, if you remember, is when the Kohen takes the three middle fingers to scoop out some flour or some part of the Korban Mincha. And Rashi says over here, right, that it was in Yad Roshayom, right? Because that was the 16th of Pesach. What do you bring on the 16th of Pesach? The Korban Omer. Right, that's part of the process. There is kamitza, is taking some of the korban, right, with the middle three fingers. So Mordechai was meheri bada beis hamikdash. He was darshening out. But on the first day chol hamoed, I guess the second day yontif, right, in chutz laretz, right, darshening out. That was korban omer, right. That wasn't so long ago that they were doing that in the beis hamikdash. And sure enough, a few years later, they got to do it again. So that's what he was darshening. That's what he was doing. Kevin dechazei Mordechai. What Mordechai saw, the Abik Lekavle, that Haman showed up to get him, Vesusei Mechad Biyode, and he had a horse, right, so Mirtas, he was afraid. So Amar Lula Rabbanan Hayrisha the Miktal Nafshi Kasi, right? That guy's coming to kill me. Zulu Mikami Dilu Tikavu Bigachalto, right? Get out of here so you don't get burned by his Gechalim, by his coals. Burning, don't get dragged into this. But he shaited his adiv Mordechai become like the Susei, right? At that point, right? Mordechai got up and started davening. Also, Lahaman Vyasif like the Kamayu, Voruch either sell like Mordechai the Susei. And Haman apparently waited, right, until Mordechai finished davening. So, he said, well, what were you learning? Right, Haman apparently making small talk, right? Said, well, what were you learning with the Talmidim? So, Mordechai said, so they said, meaning, I guess, oh no, Amru, meaning, sorry. So he was talking to the, while he was waiting for Mordechai to finish, apparently not everybody had run away. So the Talmidim, he was shooting the breeze with the Talmidim. He said, what are you doing? So Amulei, Bizman, Bizmeshamiz, Shabbis, Amitish Kayam, Mandiminadev, Mincha, Maisi, Male, Kumtse, the Sulta, Umis Kapila. Right, so the Talmidim said to him, Amru, right, not Mordechai, Amru, the Talmidim said, right, that in the time the Beis HaMikdash was built, so anybody who wanted to give a korban mincha, so he'd bring this kometz, right, this kometz of flour, and he'd get atonement. Right, so that's what we were learning. So Amar Lehu, so Haman said to the Talmidim, also, Male Kumtze Kimcha, Dirhu V'dochi Asura Alfe Kikari Kaspa Didi. He already seen, right, that, listen, things were going bad. He said, listen, it looks like the schus of your flour has defeated the, you know, my 10,000 silver coins. Amar Leh, Russia. So now Mordechai said, Amar Leh, right? Amar, singular, right? So Mordechai turned and said, Russia, Eved Shekana Chasim, Eved Lemi, the Chasim Lemi. Right? If an Eved acquires property, right, who does the Eved belong to and who does the property belong to? As we can see 1 second, right, that Mordechai bought Haman. Or did we mention do that yesterday? Or is that later today? I guess we must have done it yesterday, right? That Mordechai bought, right, yeah, okay, yesterday, yeah, on the top of Tesvav of Beis. Right, that Mordechai had bought Haman for a loaf of bread, right? Really, Haman was Mordechai's servant, so he got upset at him, right? He said, like, what are you talking about? You don't hold anything, right? Mordechai is still, I guess he thought he was a slave, he was still his master. Okay, fine. Viter. So Amar Leizer, he said, Kum Levush Hani Mani. Right, Haman said to him, okay, go put on these clothes, Uruchov Haisuse, and go ride this horse. Right, the boy Lecha Malko, that's what the king wants. So Mordechai said, Amar Leizer said back to him, Lo Yechilna. No, I can't, sorry. Ada Ailen Leve Bani, Veshko Lamazia. I have to go to the Bay Bani is the not the barbershop, the bathhouse, and Veshko Lamazia, and I have to get a haircut. Because it's not right for me to wear the king's clothing if I'm not dressed to the nines. So Shadra Esther Vestra, Tinu Lukuli Bebane Lukuli Umane. So apparently Esther got wind of this and she closed all of the bathhouses and all of the barbers. Right? So Haman had to do it himself. Right? He had to go give him a haircut himself. As we'll see in a second, that wasn't so difficult because Haman was actually a barber. The Azul I see Zuzimi Base, Haman one got scissors, Kashakal be Mazie, and it was cutting Haman's hair, right? The Kashakal the Ingad Itnach, and Haman when he was doing that he like sighed. And he said, Amalay Maikam Itnach, Mordechai said, What's the big deal? So Amalay, so Haman said, Gavra to have a Khashiv Lay the Malka, Bakuli Rav Husei, Rahashta Lishavu Blane Visapar. Right, a guy who was the second in charge, the king, right? Someone who was the most honored in all the king's servants. Now he's dealing with bathhouses and being a barber, right? Sapar nowadays is in Hebrew, nowadays is a barber. So I'm a barber and a bathhouse attendant, it's terrible. So Amar Leh said, Russia, right? Vlav Sapar Shal Kfar Katsum, how you said? Mordechai said, what are you such a Russia? You were the barber in Kfar Katsum, in the village of Katsum. So because Tana, as we learned, right? So Haman Sapar Shal Kfar Katsum, how you Shana. That was his job, 22 years, that's what he did. So such a bomb. So after the haircut, so Mordechai got dressed. Mordechai said, "All right, get up there and start riding." So Mordechai said, "I can't. Well, why not?" Because I've been fasting, so I can't really just jump on the horse like you want me to. So Gachin Vesalik, and Haman got down and kind of, I guess, I don't know if Mordechai stepped on his back or but. But he definitely helped him get up on the horse, and Kisalig Bardbe, and Haman, as Mordechai kicked him as he was getting up to the horse. Amalei Loksibu. So Haman was apparently pretty well versed in scripture, right? He said, "Pasuk says, 'Bin Poli Vechal Atismach.' What do you mean when your enemy falls? Don't be so happy." So why are you like kicking me, Mordechai? So Amalei, so Mordechai said back to him, I'm immediately the Israel. Okay, that's only a Jew. But for you, right, you're a guy. The Chassid Pasuk says, right, you can dance or walk on their Bamas, on their places of worship, meaning that you can in fact kind of gloat a little bit. What does that mean when Haman said that out? Or not what does it mean, but that's what Haman said. This is what we do for a guy who the king appreciates and honors. When he was walking through the street of Haman's house, right, famous Gemara, Chazi said, "Barte de kavin aigra." Haman's daughter was on the roof. He saw what was going on. Sabra hide the rochev avua, hide the maske kamei Mordechai. She thought it was the opposite, that her father was on the house and Mordechai was leading the horse. Shakla tita de beit kasa v'shadise areshe davua. So sure enough, she took the pot in the bathroom. Right, well, obviously, I guess the toilet bowl in the bathroom, and threw it on her father's head, right? Obviously, assuming it was Mordechai. Dele ini, obviously, Haman looked up, v'chazis davuahu, and she realized it was actually Haman, and nafla meger v'alar of Mesa, and she killed herself, which is a little bit too close to home on a day like today. Okay. Anyway, hamei v'nyovin. V'hainu d'chtiv, this is what the Pasuk says, v'yashav Mordechai el shar ha-melech. That's a puzzle. Well, it should really be right. And then Haman. Okay. Well, it says it afterwards. Vayesha Mordechai el shara melech. Mordechai went back to where he was sitting by the gate of the king. Amar of Sheshes. Right. Sheshel the sack of Tadiso. Right. That he went back to fasting and his sack and his sackcloth. And Vahaman. And this is what I thought I was going to say. Nidchaf el beso avel v'chafui rosh. He went back home. But avel v'chafui rosh. What does that mean? Avel. He was mourning al bito for his daughter v'chafui rosh and filthy. Right, Al Shira though, because right, he had all that dirty stuff dropped on him. Vaisipar Haman the Zerish Shalokalo Havav is Kol Asher Karahu. Right, the Gemara says Korele Ohavav VeKorele Chachamav. Right, again, the beginning of the pasuk says, right, that Haman is talking to his Ohavav. Then he asks for his Chachamav. So what's that? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Omer Devar Chachma Afilu Bumos Olam Nikar Chacham. Right, if someone says something smart, so then they call the Chacham. Right, again, they said to him, listen, if you're starting to fall. So once you start falling in front of Mordechai, you're going to end up falling. Right? So therefore, the pasuk calls him Chachamav, calls them Chachamav. If Mordechai is Jewish, then you're in big trouble. Amar lei im shar shvatim kazi. If they come from other shvatim, so yachol tlay, then you can defeat them. But im shev Yehuda binyamin. If you're any of those, so then you're low, you chol tlay, then you're in trouble. Why? Yehuda dichtiv, because the pasuk says yadchaba orif avecha. Right, your hand is by your enemies' necks. Enoch and the others, the Chtibu, Lefnei Ephraim Ubinyam Umanasha, right, Ura Eskvurascha, right, again, that the Kosh Baruch Hu kind of Uri, right, that arouses his Gvura, his strength, right, meaning that they wouldn't be able to defeat them either. Okay. And again, just as if you remember, we mentioned before that Mordechai was from both Yehuda and Binyamin, right? His mother and father. So, he was basically Haman was in big trouble. Kinefalti pola fanav, you're going to fall. Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Shtei nefilos halalu lama. What again? What do you mean nefalti pol? He would fall twice. What does that mean? Samar lo, he said, umazu mishul l'afar mishul l'kochavim. Bnei Yisrael are compared to both the sand and the stars. Kishahin yordin, when things are bad, right? Yordin ad l'afar, right? They go all the way down, right? They're stepped on, right? Like the dirt. Kshehin olin, but when they go up, so then ad l'kochavim, right? They go all the way up to the stars, and you're not going to be able to defeat them. Sorry, say Amelech Giyuv Vehilu Lavias Haman Al Mishter Shar Tsa Esther. Right, the servants of the king came to bring Haman to the party, second party. Malamishavil Bebehala. Right, and they brought him right, when he was completely confused and shocked and kind of bewildered and in a state of he doesn't know what's going on. Now Haman had said. Esther said, right, Esther asked Achashverosh, well, I guess Achashverosh asked Esther what she wanted by the second party, and she said, Kinimkarna oniva mi, Vainzar Shoveb and Ezek Amelech, my people have been sold and they're going to be destroyed, and the king shouldn't really care, right, the enemy doesn't care about the king so much. So Tsarza Inu Shoveb and Ezek Amelech, meaning that Esther said, this enemy, it doesn't care, like what's going to happen, how bad it's going to be for the king. Ikni bo Vashti v'karlo, but he was upset about Vashti and he killed her, meaning that's right, Amun Wuhan, right, was Haman, so he advised to kill Vashti. And Ashta ikni didi uboy the miktali, and now he wants to kill me. And that's what Esther was about to reveal herself to Achashverosh. V'yomer HaMelech Achashverosh, v'yomer Esther HaMalka, mihu zev yizehu Hashem lo 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 l Initially, back in the day, right, meaning at the beginning, he would only speak to her through a maturgaman, through a translator, right, through an intermediary. Right, it was a way for him, I guess, to show that he was above her. Then she said she comes from the house of Shaul, meaning that, again, we talked about that before, that Esther was related to Mordechai, Mordechai came from Shaul. So once she told him, listen, I'm a Jew, I come from Shaul, so meaning she was from kings, right? She descended from kings. So then he spoke to the queen Esther, meaning the queen, right? Esther. That's why it says Esther HaMalka. He was, Achashverosh became aware that she was, you know, roy and fit to be a queen. But Tomer Esther, Ish Tzarvi Oyev Haman Hara Azeh, right? Obviously, she called out Haman. Am Rabbi Elazar, Malam Shahaya, Mechavik Klapi Achashverosh, Ubam Malach Vesatar Yada, Klapi Haman. That really, she was pointing at Achashverosh. Right, again, Ish Tzarvi Oyev Haman Hara Azeh. Again, it's a lot. He could have just said Haman. Right? Why do you say Ish Tzarvi Oyev? Right? It seems that she was pointing at Achashverosh, again, who, as we pointed out, the Gemara was totally okay and on board, and more than that, with Haman's plan to kill the Jews. So really, she was pointing at Haman, and then an angel was like, hey, let's not get killed in the process here, and he pushed her hand towards Haman. V'malach kama kama so, right, Achashverosh gets up, runs to the garden. Haman is there to beg for his life. V'malach shav miginas abisana, and the king came back from the garden. So, Makeshiva Lakima, and again, it's just this in the pasuk and psukim are pretty close to each other. So we compare the leaving and the returning. Makima Bechema Af Shiva Bechema. Just like he got up, he was angry. When he came back, he was still very angry. Because Achashverosh went out and saw angels who looked like people. They were uprooting by the trees of his beautiful garden. So he said to them, he said, what are you doing? So Samurlay, the Pektina and Haman. Well, Haman said that that's what we should do. I mean, Kosh Baruch Hu was interceding here on our behalf. Also, the basic of Haman fell alamita. How Kashmir has come back to the house. Haman fell onto the bed that Esther was, I guess, eating on, right? They used to eat on beds, right? And couches. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, no fail. Right, nafal mibayle. Now this is hard to read in the Gemara, but if you know the punctuation, the pasuk says v'haman no fail, that Haman is falling. Right, but the pasuk nafal mibayle. He should have said he did fall, right, on the bed or the couch. So Rabbi Lazar melamed shabba malach v'pilu aleha. Right, that an angel was pushing. Haman was trying to get back up, and an angel apparently was pushing him back down onto the couch. Okay, so Amar Vami Besi Vami Bara. So Achashverosh said, "Oy vey, things are going bad for me inside the house, inside the palace, and outside the palace." And finally, Vayomer Hamelach Hagam Mechoshes Amakal Yimiva Bais. Right, that's what he said. He thought Haman was trying to assault the king, the queen. Right, it's also a little bit too close to home today. But okay, Haman was trying to. He thought Haman was trying to, I guess, make a move, and obviously he got much more upset. Vayomer Charvona, Charvona said, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Af Charvona Rasha Beoso Eitza Haya. Charvona was also a Rasha. Right? Again, Charvona says, check it out, there's a gallows for Mordechai. But really, Charvona was a Rasha. Right? The Kevin Rasha, Lenis Kaimai Tzasa, once he saw that he wasn't, he was on the wrong team, meaning his Eitza was like with Haman, but then when he was on the wrong team, Miad Borach, so he flipped. He literally means he ran away, but it means he flipped. Vanu Dichtiv, that's what the pasuk says. V'yashlech alav v'lo yechmol miyado b'ruach yivrach. And that's not a pasuk in the Megillah. That's a pasuk says that Hashem will that a wicked person will run away right from his chevra. Okay, v'chamas ha'melech shachacha. The king kind of relaxed and the anger went away. Shtei shchichos halalu lama. Why are there two of them? Meaning that you could have just said shacha. What's shachacha? So that's two. So achas shemalchus halolam, achas shachashverosh. Meaning that Akash Baruch Hu's anger and Achashverosh's anger. Meaning that that whole story was finished, it was completed. Some people say Achas Shel Esther v'Achas Shel Vashti, and maybe both of them is talking about Achashverosh. He was mad at what he done to what Haman had done to Vashti, and what he had tried to do to Esther. Now the pasuk doesn't say just Agav. By the way, it seems to be very much implied, but the pasuk never actually says what happened to Vashti. Right? It doesn't actually say that she got killed, meaning that the Gemara here says, right, that he had her killed, right? Again, we read before, Ikni Bavashti Vakatla, but it doesn't really, the Pasuk doesn't say that, but the Gemara does say that, obviously Achashverosh killed her. Okay, fine. Now, the Gemara goes back, and starts talking about over here, a bit of a drasha about Yosef HaTzadik, because it's going to lead into something about Mordechai. Lekulam nasan la'ish chalifos smalos, v'bilavinyan nasan chamesh mihos kezev v'chamesh chalifos smalos. Yosef gave, when he met his brothers, right after he revealed himself, he gave everybody gifts, and clothing, etc. But to Binyamin, he gave him 5 pieces of clothing. So the Gemara says, Efshar davrish nistar ba'oso tzadik. The Gemara says, I don't understand. How did Yosef get sold? Because he got, right, Technicolor dream coat. He got an extra piece of clothing, and all the brothers get jealous. So now what does he do? Everybody comes out and says, oh, great, I'm Yosef. Here's Binyamin. Great, here's some extra clothing. What in the world? Why would Yosef do that? Yechashalo, what he's gonna make a mistake with that? When he himself was the one who was hurt by it? Rav Bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria, Marav, Bishvil Mishko Shnei Stoyim Milas, Shehosef Yaakov, the Yosef, Mishar Echov, Nizgagal Adavar Yardu Avosenu Lemitzrayim, because just of these two sellers, right, of wool, of clothing, that Yaakov gave to Yosef, right, that everything led to the Jews being slaves in Egypt. Well, so how in the world would Yosef do the same things? Amar Rav Yosef, Bimyam Bar Yefes, Remez Ramazlo. No, he was trying to give him a hint, right, about his future, about his offspring, about his descendants. A son, but he would have a descendant who would go out from a king wearing 5 different pieces of clothing. Right, again, Maisa Avosim and Labanim, that's a whole different shear, but Maisa Avosim and Labanim, he wanted to kind of like, I guess, manifest that a little bit. Shneamar, as Pasuk says, Mordechai yatzah b'levush malchus techeles v'chur v'atar zahav v'zechich boz v'argaman. That's 5, right? The techeles v'chur, zechrich boz v'argaman. That's 5, yeah. Okay, and that's exactly what we're referring to. Okay, Vayipol Tzavrei Binyamin Achiv, and Pasuk says Vayevk, right, that Yosef fell in, right, on Binyamin's neck and he cried. So Kama Tzavarin Havalei LeBinyamin. The Pasuk says Tzavarei, his necks. So how many necks did he have? So Rabbi Elazar, right, again, a pretty well-known Gemara. Rashi quotes it already on the Chumash. Bacha al Shnei Mikdashim, right? Yosef was crying over the 2 Beis HaMikdashes. That were going to end up being destroyed. Binyamin bachal tzavarav, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's necks. So bachal mishkan shila neck. Is that necks? Yeah, neck. Okay. It really says necks. Okay, I'm not sure. He only mentions 1 here. But bachal mishkan shilo she'asid liyos bechalko shel Yosef asid lecharev. Already he was crying about the mishkan shilo. Finei einechem ra'oz ve'echenei achiv Binyamin. Right? He says, ah, it's good to see you guys. You guys see me. You guys see Binyamin. I'm Rabbi Elazar. I'm Alehem. Keshem she'ein b'libi al Binyamin achi shelo haya b'mechirasi. Kach ein b'libi alechem. Right? So Yosef was saying to his brothers, right, just like, I'm not upset with Binyamin. Right? He wasn't there when I got sold. So too, that's exactly how I feel about you. Right, kifi amedaber alechem, right, just like mouth, my mouth is speaking to you, kifi, kein libi, right, just like my mouth is saying, so too the same thing is in my heart. Uloviv shalach chazos azrecho marim nosiv mituv Mitzrayim, that Yosef sent 10 donkeys with the best of Egypt. My mituv Mitzrayim, what is that? So I'm Rabbi Binyamin, I'm Rabbi Yefes, Bar Yefes, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Shelachu yain yoshan, sent them old wine, right, shadasa kenem nocha ba'emenu, because that apparently helps people who are older, right, they enjoy that a little bit better than, I guess, young people. Okay, fine. Ve'elchu gam echavei plup lefanav, right, his brothers and kind of bow down to him. Am Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes, Am Rabbi Elazar, Hainu dami inchi, tala be'idna sagidlei, right, again, this is, again, the Rashi quotes here in Vayechi, that when a fox is doing well, so then you should bow down to him, right, obviously, the fox is not the king of all the animals, but if he's having a good time, right, so then, if he's being successful, she should bow down to him. So Gemara says, Tala, what do you mean, a fox? Yosef was a fox? Right, but seriously, me'achave, or me'achu, I'm not sure. But why was Yosef considered a fox? Is like a little bit of a sneaky, low, not the greatest animal. So why was Yosef any worse than his brothers? So Eli'i etmar ha'achim. No, really, this is what it said. That's when Yaakov bowed down, right, to Yosef. Right at the head of the bed, right when he asked him to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, right at the beginning of Parsha Vayechi, Amar Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tala Be'idna Sagidlei, right, that's where Rashi quotes this line that the fox, right, obviously Yosef compared to Yaakov was like a fox compared to, I don't know, I guess a lion or whatever. Okay, fine. Vaynachem of somebody, the Rebbe Libam Yosef, right, obviously spoke to them and gave them nechama and spoke to them kindly so that they would feel better. Again, Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, a lot of Ma'amarim from this, in the name of Rabbi Elazar here, in the name of Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafes, Malamed Amar Lahem Dvarim Shem Iskabli Malalev. He said things that would be accepted by their hearts. As follows. Just like 10 lights can't extinguish a light, right? Meaning fire doesn't put out fire. How can I, right, do the opposite, right? How can I extinguish you guys, right? It's not a thing. Right? We're all one together. We're all, you know, Neros shining brightly. Right, then again, once back to the Megillah now, but once we're talking about light, so sure enough, Lahudim Haizer Oro Simcha Vasasim Vikar, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Oro Zu Torah, or light is the Torah that Gemara ironically is quoted a lot by Hanukkah, but really it's by Megillah. Right, Oro is Torah, the Chen Hu Omer Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or. Okay, Simcha is a Yomtiv. That's talking about Yomtiv. Shevchen Omer V'Samachta V'Chagecha. Sason Zumila. That's referring to Bris Mila. Again, these were all decrees that the Jews could not do during that time. Vikar, that's referring to tefillin. Right, they will see that you have Hashem Hashem on you, and they'll be afraid of you. Right, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Gadol, Omer Elu Tefillin Shemarosh. Right, Tefillin Shemarosh has Hashem Hashem, or the Shin at least on both sides. Right, so they'll see that Hashem's name is on you, right, and they will be afraid of you. Okay, fine. Here's Parsha Hadassah, Seres Bnei Haman. Right, obviously that's. Excuse me, right, that we all say in one breath. Amar Rav Ada de min Yafo, Rav Ada from Yafo said, Aseres bin Haman, ve Aseres, right, all of those 10 names of Haman, and the word Aseres, which is right after that, which is also on the last line, if you look at a Megillah, right, Tzarech lememrin hu b'shima achas, you have to read that all together in one breath. Now, in a Chanami, if a person does not, right, for whatever reason, the Baal Koreh kind of falters, so you are, you would say, right, again, in the Ramah quotes, right, if you remember, the real Baal Koreh will start from Chamesh Meos Ish. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is that everybody says all of that before the Baal Koreh, meaning you pause. I think in Chutz La'aretz, that's not the minhag, if I'm not mistaken. But definitely in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is that, by the words, Vayaregu Hayudim Va'abed, right, the Baal Koreh pauses, and everybody says, Chamesh Meos Ish, Ve'esh Parash Andas, Ve'esh Tofon, Ve'esh Nespaz, Ve'esh Oraz, all of them. And then the Baal Koreh does it in one breath. And my time, obviously, if you can't, you are Yotzi, but okay. So my time, what's the reason? The Kula Bahadir Hadadi Nafku Nishmasaihu, because they all died at the exact same time. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vav Devaizasa, Tzarech Lemim Tacha Bezikifa. Right, the Vav in Vaisasa has to be longer. Kimurdaya Delivros, like a pole. That people use to steer a boat on the river Libros. My time out, what's the reason? Kulu b'chad zekifa as de kifu, because they all got hanged on a single tree. Right, again, it was gavoa chamishim amah, it was 50 amos tall. That's like 150 feet tall. So yeah, they had plenty of room. Or not 150 feet, 75 feet tall. That's still pretty tall. Okay. I'm Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Darish Rabbi Shila Ish Kfar Timrasa. Kol Hashiros Kula Nechtavos Ariach Agabe Levena Levena Agabe Ariach. All the songs, again, when you have, let's say, Az Yashir or the, you know, whatever types of songs in the Chumash or Tanakh, are written brick by half brick, meaning they're written with steps. Chutz Mishira Zu Umalchei Kanan. Except for this song, right, which is a song of praise, almost when talking about the fall of Haman, that's a song of praise. And also in Yehoshua, there's a list of all the kings that Yehoshua defeated. Shariach al gabi ariach, levena al gabi levena. That's written, it's written half brick on top of half brick. And whole brick on top of whole brick, meaning it's written without any, it's written staggered. If you look at, there's no real, something, I guess there's no real, at least in my Gemara, there's no diagram, but meaning as opposed to being staggered, like it's say as Yashir, for example, if you look inside the Sefer Torah, so they're written like one on top of each other, like you know, as you might expect. So my time, what's the reason? Shalotei Tukuma Mefalta. There should never be a place for them to get up from their falling. Meaning, it's much easier, again, if you've ever played like these video games, like the old school video games, like, you know, jumping from one ledge to the next, like Mario and Donkey Kong or whatever. So if there's the ledge, if the ledges are staggered, so then you can jump from one to the next. But if they're both of them are straight down, so then there is no way for the Rishoyim to get to the top. The kasha is over here that the Hazino is written, Hazino is written like this as well. And I'm not exactly sure what to do about that. I'm not exactly sure what to do about that. Maybe if anybody's heard what the pshat is, because it says here all the songs, and I guess Hazino certainly counts as a song, and it's written actually like the 10 sons of Haman, you know, like two columns as opposed to staggered like as Yashir. All right, either way. Fine. Meaning, again, if you look over there at the Psukim, right, Achashverosh gets all upset, and then literally, in the middle of the pasuk it says, right, Chamesh Meosish, and Bishar Midros Me'asu, Umashe Lezech V'Nasein Lach. Meaning that the pasuk is that Achashverosh says to Esther, "What do you mean in Shushan the Jews killed so many people, and what could they have done in the rest of the country? What would you like? What can I do for you? How can I make this day better for you?" So Rabbi Vo says that again, he got popped in the mouth, right? That he started complaining, and then so an angel popped him on the mouth. So then he switched his tune and he asked Esther what else she wanted. Esther came to the king and got a letter that the Jews should be able to defeat themselves. What does it mean, Amar? What does it mean, Amar the Ima Sefer? It should be Amram in Boile. It should have said that Esther said, right, that Esther was the one who caused this to happen. It's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amra lo, ye Amra bepe, Masha Kasuv Basefer. So that's actually not part of the story that Esther said something. What it means is that she had said Amra lo, right, she said to him, right, not really, Rashi doesn't have that line, but okay, either way, meaning that Ye Amr Bapeh, Mashiach Kasuv Basefer, that the Megillah should be said over, meaning it should be read, right, as we said before, there's if you remember earlier in the Masechta, there's a Havamina, then the Megillah should just be written, right, and not, it should just be recited by heart. So here we say that the Megillah should be read from a Sefer. So Divrei Shalom Ve'Emes, they sent letters to the Jews to say, hey, peace, chill out with all the killing. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Asi, Malam Mishetzricha Sirtut, Kamita Shal Torah. That we compare the Megillah, right, Divrei Shalom Ve'Emes, that again, we have Halacha Moshe Sinai, one of the Halachos says that Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, that you need to take the parchment and you have to take even, and draw even lines with you use a ruler, but with a knife or a certain, I'm sure they have a special tool for it. So the Megillah also requires Sirtut, which is those curved lines, the inscribed and etched lines in the parchment so that the text is written appropriately. Umamara Esther Kiyam, right, the words that Esther was were fulfilled. What do you mean? It was just the words that Esther said, but not the fasts? Right, obviously the fast helped. No. You have to read the end of the psukim. Right, again, the end of the last pasuk says Divrei Tzomos V'Zakasam. Right, and then it says Umamar Esther Kiyam is to make Prima Eila, so you should really read those together. That it was the Divrei Tzomos V'Zakasam, it was the fasting and the crawling out, and what Esther did, right, that were able to save the day for the Jews. Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah Malcha Chashverosh V'Atzur Gadov La'Yudim V'Atzur L'Rov V'Chav. Right, the Reish Shalom, the Reish Chov L'Amav, the Reish Shalom L'Chol Zaro. Right, so it says V'Atzur L'Rov V'Chav. It says that he was wanted and accepted by most of his brothers, but not everybody. Some of the Sanhedrin left him. If Rashi says a fascinating thing, that Pirshim Menu, why did they leave him? Because when he went to serve the king, right, so he went to be a right, he stopped learning as much, right? Once you go into the government service, right, so you stop learning as much Torah. So again, the people, like, apparently were not happy with that political career move. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Metzalas Nefashos." A very also difficult line to understand. Meaning, obviously, if there's some sort of pikuach nefesh, so we obviously immediately some sort of desperate measures. So then certainly we have to go save a person's life. But again, when we're talking over here, when we say that that God, Talmud Torah is more important than saving lives, that's only potential. Meaning, it's potentially saving lives. Pashas is the Gemara is saying over here. It's not talking about what Mordechai did during the days of Purim, but afterwards. Could be that afterwards Mordechai stayed in Achashverosh's government, so that perhaps that's what it's referring to. That it's quote unquote criticizing Mordechai. But anyway, so the Gemara says over here. It says Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Metzalas Nefashos. Right, learning Torah is better than saving lives. Again, not literally in terms of if there's a threat immediately to someone's life. But anyway, he shouldn't just sit there and learn while someone is Rachman al-Islam struggling to breathe or whatever, God forbid. Anyway, but the Meikara, because what are we darshaning over here? The Meikara chashiv le Mordechai Basar Dalet u'Basof Basar Chamisha. Because before the story of Purim, Mordechai is listed after, four Talmidei Chachamim, and then afterwards is listed after five, meaning he had taken a step back right in his... his greatness, or and who was greater than who, right? Because Meikar Ksiv Ashebo Imzrubavel Yeshua Nechemia Shraya Re'alia Mordechai and Mordechai Belshan, right? And that's right there. Mordechai is fifth, right? Lasov Ksiv, and then later, right? It says that pasuk is in Nechemia. I mean, the first pasuk is in Ezra, which is before the Purim story, and then Nechemia, which is afterwards. So Habarim Imzrubavel Yeshua. Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramya, Nachmani, and then Mordechai Belshan. So Mordechai was after that. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. There's more discussion about learning Torah, but I guess we'll save that for tomorrow. Mitzvah when we finish the parak and go on to the second parak, which is more Hilchos Kriyas and Megillah. Okay, very exciting, Rabbi Yosei. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.